This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Show. Always a pleasure. I really do mean that, too. I love when you guys are engaged. You're involved in a conversation. We have a chat room going up on the website. And I do not know if there's one up on some of the other outlets that we have. I do not monitor Facebook. And we feed them. Okay, yeah, got it. But I don't monitor it. I'm not want to give them anything. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I'm still getting emails from you guys, conversations I'm having with some of you over the weekend. And some of you are still kind of operating out of fear. And I get that some of you like are, I won't say petrified, but you're kind of going, what for, why bother, look what's happening. I get that. I mean that sincerely. And sometimes I get that same feeling at times where I'm sitting here going, who am I talking to? And, I don't mean you, I don't mean the regulars. I just mean, are people listening to just kind of get fed, or are they listening to do something? Run a few stations in Texas. I would love to know if my Texas people, there were school board races, there were city council races, that kind of stuff. Were you engaged? Were you involved? And right now, to me, ultimately, might be somewhat selfish. The most important races we have right now are school board races. If we don't start pushing for proper curriculum, if we don't start pushing for these kids to be taught how government operates, what their rights are and are not under the Constitution, then we're part of the problem. We're buying into it. Right? Many parents, even adults, are feeling a little desperate right now. They don't know what to think. With what's going on in the economy and the jobs market, how many jobs that Biden is killing, who he's allowing into the country. Remember, many people in this country, are manual laborers, and there's nothing wrong with that. I come from a family, we had a bunch of masons and carpenters and electricians. As I like to say, cops and crooks, too. Right, so here you are letting all these laborers in, day laborers, if you would. Unemployment's already down at a low. Really? What are we doing for the American people? In all sincerity, what are we doing for the American people? And if you're feeling desperate, how do you think your kids are feeling? What do you think they're feeling from you? Our kids need to get back to normal. If your legislators don't agree, replace them. What are you waiting for? I'm not joking, but I'm dead serious. Get out there and replace them. Walk precincts. Do what you have to do to make a difference. I was watching today. I don't know if they were examples of, or somebody had just posted some stuff about standing for the flag. And they were talking about how, and we've all heard this before, I'm not telling you anything new. So they're talking about how the standing for the flag isn't standing for a piece of cloth. It's for what that cloth represents. And all those soldiers that have come before and died for the freedom and liberty of that piece of cloth, sometimes you say the flag, that piece of cloth represents why and how it was put together. And many, as you saw taking a knee over the years, have decided that that is an oppressive piece of cloth. And I started to think to myself, this shows you our ignorance, doesn't it? Big time. And I say that because the only thing these people yell about on a regular basis is racism. Everything is about racism. Everything, you know, if you don't study for your test and you're a black person, then we're racist because we didn't dumb down the test. That's coming from the left. If we want you to have an ID to vote, then we're racist. Right? I mean, if there are more white people than there are black people on a corporate board, it's just because they're racist. You see why that word has no value? Absolutely none. I would say things like, corporations only care about one thing, money. They don't care about what color you are. They care about money, how much you bring into the bottom line. If there's 12 people on the board and 12 black people had applied for that job and they were the best in the business and they had brought all kinds of money to the last companies, that board would be all black. If it was all Asian, it would be all Asian. They don't care about what color you are, what gender you are or aren't. They only care about the bottom line. So they chalk everything up to racism. If schools are doing bad, it's because of racism. Right? I mean, how does it happen? How does that happen? Well, instead of allowing them to get away with that, if you're in a meeting or somewhere, get a little informed. We are so much more than that. That is such a small, though be bad, small part of our history. Why not talk about the people we have saved? How many millions and millions of lives we have saved when it comes to sending our warships to natural disasters because they can pump fresh water from seawater. They can make that water. They can make the meals needed to feed people. They can generate electricity. I mean, you look at these aircraft carriers. When they go to natural disasters, they're lighting up cities with those ships. But you never hear about that, will you? Right? I mean, because we're just so terrible. We're so bad. When there are natural disasters, we're one of the first there. We're one of the last to leave. It's all taxpayer money. Start finding out, looking at, and understanding the great things that this country has done. Stop falling into the other garbage. Joe Mattini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me right after the break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And the way you do that is you get informed. Because if you're not informed, it's pretty useless. No, I mean that sincerely, Phil. I'm not trying to pound on you or beat on you to be nasty, but the reality is you have got to engage. You've got to get information. Anyhow, one of my favorite times of the week, when I got my head fixed. Dr. V joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us. She does every week. And if you're struggling with the, you know, feeling like you're desperate, so are your kids. So, you know, keep your eyes open. Watch what you're doing. Watch what you're doing, or I should say putting on your kids. Right, Dr. V?
Yes. Absolutely. They
put on right once in a while.
That's it. That's it. That's the only answer. That's all I got to say. And that's the show, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, everybody have a nice
day. Just brilliant.
No, seriously, it's really funny because more and more people now, schools are starting to open up a little bit here, but they're really not. So the kids have got a little taste of being back to school, you know, 2 days a week, sometimes 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Now they want a full five. And I'm telling them, say, look, we can only do what the county wants us to do. We can only do what we're allowed to do. And, you know, and parents and kids are being anxious because they want more. And they're afraid it's going to be pulled away from them. I don't blame them, frankly. How do you deal?
Yeah, that's a rough predicament to be in. They're so ready to jump in and just get back to normal. And I keep saying this, and it's more and more on the minds of America, of parents. I'm a parent of a school-aged child, and they're ready to just not see COVID anymore. They're done. I'm hearing from several parents and these are Christian parents, so it doesn't really matter if you're a Christian or not. You're all feeling it. Yes, I want you guys to have peace, but it's not going to eliminate all of the stress that is around us. And I keep hearing, you know, kids are like, I just want to be in heaven. I just want to be done. And don't assume they're suicidal. Just listen to them and say, you know what? You know, just talk them through that and really just listen to them. What do you mean by that? Don't just assume the worst. Most kids are not suicidal right now. Some are, but just check in with them, especially if there are any other, you know, underlying issues with your family. And if they say things like that, that is your cue, parents, to try to remove the presence of anything negative for a while. COVID, masks, all of it. Try to eliminate that. Put everything off for a while that is stressful, because that's what they're asking. They are asking us, teachers, neighbors, parents, they want it to go away. So if you got to fake it for their sakes, because it's going to be very interesting going into summer and seeing what kids do and how they feel and what the mental health statistics are going to look like.
They're always looking at us to see how we're reacting, are they not?
100%. 100%. But with more and more kids saying, look, I just want to be done. You know, I'm just done. I want everything to return to normal. That's your cue to jump in and get. I mean, if it's not already off, turn it all off. Turn the news off. Put some, you know, go get some fun movies and watch them and just clear it out. We don't, not everything has to be a debate in front of your kids. They don't need to know everything about what's going on in the world. Yes, I'm all about educating them in conservative values and rights and wrongs and ethics and morals and all of that. But that doesn't have to mean that that you just pour everything and dump it all on them. You know what's going on. You know what Joe Biden's doing. And you know what, you know, and it's like, that's stressful for them. It's stressful for us, right? Right, Joe? Aren't you stressed sometimes?
Me?
So, you can only imagine.
I'm a cucumber.
Yeah, well, you and I are the only people that have no stress, but everybody else does. So you guys need to calm down. No, it's tough. I don't know. What's your house look like right now? Are you stressing or are you pretty chill? Just keep it. What do you do? Because you have to be up on the news. Do you listen constantly?
Day, every day. I mean,
you've got to know.
I when the show is over, what I usually do, and you're gonna laugh at me, but I'll do one of two things. I'll either turn on Hogan's Heroes or, you know, some like goofy old show that I kind of lighthearted and I don't have to pay much attention to. On the weekends and even other times, I'll put the word on. You know, I'll put a pastor or a preacher I like up on there so I hear what he's saying while I'm doing some cleanup. But you're right. I've got a lot of friends around me that are extremely stressed because they're getting bits and pieces of information. I think the stress for people like you and me, though, is we know what the truth is and we know what they're shooting for, what they're trying to do to us. For me, that's where the stress comes in and people not really paying attention.
Yes, and you and I, we're the warriors. I don't say we're heroes. We're not heroes, but we are the warriors on the front lines. And I was, you know, talking about how I'm in touch with several private Christian schools nationwide, you know, with the board members or principals, because I like to, you know, keep my pulse, my finger on the pulse of what's going on. It's very important to know what churches and private Christian schools are doing, and it just explains to me where the tide is kind of headed. And it's very interesting that more private schools, Christian schools, are going private versus Christian, if that makes sense. And why this is important, I was just talking to my husband about it, because it's happening in Texas, it's happening in California, it's happening in Indiana, it's happening in Chicago, it's happening everywhere, that the once again, I just wrote an article on the very, very loud minority. These parents think that they're entitled, right, to choose what their school looks like, and it needs to be, you know, focused on academics and less on Christianity and less on morals and more on sports and acting, you know, and extracurriculars. And I'm just sitting here shaking my head like, what? So again, so many of these board members and these heads of schools are caving to it. And I was having lunch with my husband. I'm like, again, where are the Warriors?
Yep.
What happened? Because I just watched that. Is it Rick Monday, the Dodgers that got the American flag back in 1976, picked it up off the ground. Do you remember that?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I know that's so dated me right now. But it was today, I believe, the 25th of the 26th of April in 1976. I remember.
Yeah.
A little bit. I was very small, but I remember. But anyway, just watching that, and he grabbed it, and so it wasn't burned by those two men. And the crowd just cheered, and it's kind of similar to what you were saying. And they just roared, and the announcer's like, oh, my gosh, how could anybody burn the flag? What is – so all of that to me, I'm like, where – there was a whole stand of Warriors, parents, dads with their kids, Warriors that were for America and ethics,
in those
and right
days,
and wrong.
We were taught to love our country, love self, love our neighbor. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, because we got to have money, people. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am. If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Census Bureau has announced the first set of data from the 2020 census, with the U.S. population now topping 331 million. The population grew 7.35% since 2010, the slowest growth rate since the 1930s. The numbers also illustrating a population shift that could alter the look of Congress in 2022. Texas will gain 2 seats in the House of Representatives, one of 6 states to gain a seat. Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia will all lose a seat, as will California, the first time in the state's history that its congressional delegation will shrink. And the United States will send its stockpile of AstraZeneca COVID vaccines to other countries, making 60 million doses available to places like India, who are struggling with a surge in COVID cases. In a tweet Monday, White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt said the shots would be sent out as soon as they were available and passed a safety check. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5562. Let me just bring her on, you know, because we got to get down to the brass tacks of what's happening, and we don't get enough time as it is. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me to discuss, you know, some of the issues today, the stuff that you guys are going through, and you don't have to do this alone. You've got help out there. So maybe not your local church, but you got help out there. You got people you should be able to turn to and get help with. Dr. B has an MS in counseling psychology with an emphasis on neuropsychology and is a licensed marriage and family therapist in 2 states. One's not really a state. One is kind of like a state of misery. She called California. And she completed a postdoctoral certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University. Hey, Doc, I'm glad you can make it.
Thanks. You made me sound so important. I'm but a servant of the Lord.
But you know what? Good. There's nothing wrong with us being, to give honor to whom honor's due. And also, you know, when you break it down, you've got the information. You have an understanding that you apply biblical principle to, which is, you know, you and I talked about this before, and I don't want to get too far into it, but I always told you, one of my biggest pet peeves is Christian couples that go to secular marriage counselors.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just beyond me how you go to one of those. They give you tools that are 180 degrees from God's word. How do you do that? Anyway, this is my mind.
You got me. You know, I purposely went to a secular college. Well, 3 of them, but and I was ridiculed, of course, mocked, thrown out of one, you know, class, left another one, and I made it through. I made it through, right? And then I got a big fat D because it was counseling, you know, gay couples, straight, all kinds of couples. And I just said, well, I wouldn't. It's just against my belief system, so I can't really write a plan on how I would do that because I wouldn't, and they wouldn't want me to. And the guy said I was close, the professor said I was very close-minded, and he just gave me a D. Yeah, and I had straight A's. It's my doctorate. You don't really get not A's at the doctor level. You just don't because you love what you're doing. But in that, and it was human and sexuality ethics, right? Ethics. And I got it. You just gave me a D. So it passed, but it's there. I'm like, okay, well whatever.
You know, I used to tell my daughter when she was answering the science tests at school, and they would go against her core beliefs, I would say, start every sentence off with, according to the textbook. Okay, tell
there you
what are they going to do to you? Tell you you're wrong?
Yeah.
You know? And it works.
It's what the textbook says. Hey. Yeah, well, fortunately, when you get higher education, they want to know, right, your belief system, yet it. They don't want to know it, you know, because it can, there can be a wrong one. And it's like, but it's my belief system. You know, we had so much junk people were talking about, just junk, just about, like, you know, three people in a marriage and, oh, and they're just, I think they call it a thruple. And the guy was just like, thanks for thinking outside the box. And I'm like, what? They get an A? What? That's disgusting. How? That's not what God intended for marriage. Well, we don't believe in God. I'm like, well, then, okay.
A thruple. Who gets what in the divorce? That's what I want to know. You split the kid in three? Or does the kid go 1 week to one to the other, one to the other? Boy, that's
good. They all live together.
That's got to be healthy, doesn't it?
In the marriage bed. Could you? I don't know why guys would want two women around. Good grief. One of us is probably enough. It's just so bizarre.
These guys that later in life decide that they need more women in their life, I just shake my head and go, what is wrong with you? Seriously. You know,
yeah, it's
quite
it's,
different.
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's society, though. You can't remember. You can't tell me who to love. That was gay marriage. You can't tell me how many to love. That's the next road that we're looking
right.
at. Because once
Indeed.
You start taking restrictions off of everything, you can do anything you want, however you want. Then what? What's to stop you from doing just about anything?
There, nothing. And I've been researching the last 4 days on wrong and right and in society and looking all the way back to Socrates, you know, Jesus Christ, Martin Luther King, you know, just some of the leaders we've come to respect, and how we've thrown basically our the foundation, the fabric of America, our ethics, our values, our wrongs, and our rights out the door within just a year. It's been going down, you know, since forever, mostly since the 60s. But I am looking at parents now, and that's what I do. So if you keep hearing me say parents, it's who I talk to and why we are like this. If you hand a phone to babysit your child, those are the ethics you're choosing for them. Because even if you do not choose to have a moral foundation and bring it, you know, into your family, there's still going to be one. You know, void of one is still one. It's the world's. It's the devil's. It's whatever you want to call it. And we are at a place of a great moral divide right now. And I've been writing a lot about it. And it's just, it blows my mind that the research I do, and even, I would say, secular journals talking about the dangers of social media, the dangers of not having some kind of moral foundation, just something that kids need to learn. And it goes for all families, gay, straight, whatever. We all need a moral code. And I talk to, you know, parents and people and on radio, and they're like, well, what if people don't want one? And or what if they want this one, right? And this is what the world, BLM, Antifa, you know, the LGBT crowd, everybody wants their own moral code. And I'm like, well, should everybody have their own? And the answer of these liberals is, yes, we should. And I'm like, great, then open the prison doors. Because they get to choose which one they have as well. Charles Manson would love to bring his moral code to this world. Well, no, not that one. We can't do that. And I'm like, well, so where do we draw the
right?
Right?
Who decides?
Exactly. It just and nobody can answer that question. Not one person, not one liberal can answer that question. Whose moral code do we use and what does it look like?
Yeah, well, they don't have a moral code. I want you to think about that.
Right.
Look at who they elected several times. They have no moral code. They love Hillary Clinton, who covered up for her sexually assaulting husband, for her raping husband, okay? And she called every one of the women that he sexually assaulted nothing more than gold diggers. And, you know, today that would be called slut-shaming, but they gave her a pass. They love her, which shows you they have no moral foundation, no moral compass whatsoever.
And we're wondering why our kids are in the streets, you know, and BLM and all of that. And now we've got, you know, this teenager who was shot. It's like George Floyd, everybody's forgotten that they screwed up first. You know, not that it's justified. I think the cop is very justified in you know, with the teen girl. She had a knife. She was waving it around. But they're just like, oh, but her TikTok videos doing hair are just so cute. I'm like, well, nobody's, what? Why are you even bringing that in? That's not what got her arrested. That's not what got her shot. It was the knife that she was wielding. And I'm just, my head hurts.
Well, because we're looking for the good in everybody, sister. You know, we're not supposed to judge anyone.
That's
what are you judging the cop for then?
Exactly. Yes, and we all have good. We're made in the image of God, but we're all sinners. So riddle me that. We all have a sin nature. And yes, there's good.
I don't know if you heard this, but the week before, I was reading a story about how the current churches, membership in current churches, about 71% of them do not believe that the Bible is the inherent word of God.
Yeah, okay? I believe it.
So they don't believe that the stories in it are all necessarily true. They're like cutesy little Raggedy Andy stories. And that men wrote the book, which tells me that, first of all, pastors aren't teaching the word or aren't teaching what the Bible is all about to begin with. And number two is, I would love to get those people in front of me and say, so you all believe in fairy tales, so you're like something wrong with you mentally.
Right.
If you don't believe what's in the Bible, what are you basing your belief in Jesus on? Because he's only found in the Bible.
It kills me. You know, Easter Bunny, not a problem. Santa Claus, not a problem. But Jesus, oh, girlfriend, you're crazy if you want to believe in Jesus. It's like, what? But that's how the enemy works. You know, that is how sin works. And I'm glad that those statistics are coming out.
Yep.
I really am, because we've known
what will it
change? So long.
How many pastors will it change? Honest.
I don't know. I just hope it'll. I don't really care, because if they're pastors, they need to be above reproach and they need to listen to their conviction.
You asked where the warriors were, which is a great question. It's one I ask all the time. Right? But if we don't have pastors that aren't like the pastors of the early days of this country,
right?
These people are going along. The people in church are going along. I don't know. I really don't know what to do with them. They approach me. I've talked to you about some of the stuff people say to me. I just sit there scratching my head going, my God, what church you go to? First Church of the Moron? I mean, nothing. It's like you know any scripture. Anyhow, you can fix me during the break. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Title GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, you can sign up at the website to get the email blaster or even text messages. You want to get text alerts, just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Let me bring her back on, Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. I really do appreciate her time, and I know you guys do too, because you look forward to having her on the show. Are we going to make it?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. You hesitated.
I was trying to think. There's so many. Are we going to make it? What? To heaven? COVID?
There's a lot of people who just feel like it's all over, and you go, okay. Because you were talking about the kids. I get it from adults. I don't get it from kids like you do. Like, you know, why bother?
Huh? Yeah. No, it's so interesting for kids. And, you know, I always talk about the physiological effects on a teen's brain, you know, and kids' brains of social media. But now it's the heart impact that we're seeing. I mean, parents aren't listening to us professionals in the mental health field and neuropsychiatrists and neuropsychologists that are saying that your kids are basically going to be stupid if you keep putting them in front of social media. It just dumbs you down. It does. But right now I'm more concerned, especially in the times we are in, and it's just so crazy, on the heart and what it's doing to our heart, you know, our children's hearts. Never mind the cyberbullying, that's big enough as it is and bad enough as it is, but it's the morality, right, that is out in the world. And is that really what you want your kids to draw from? Is the world's morality right now? Are you kidding me right now? So, again, if you're not teaching them the right and wrong, the world is happy to fill in the blanks. And you and I were talking about how, I'm trying to call it the world's morality, and you basically said the world doesn't have any. And that's a great philosophical, discussion right there. Is no morality still your morality? it's could you be moral less? And I guess you can.
Yeah, but what about, people would say to you, what are morals? Are your morals the same as mine? Who decides what a moral is?
Right. And that's what I ask all the time. I ask kids. It's in the book I wrote, the manual I wrote, Equipping Kids for Life. It's called This is Life. And I ask them, one of the first things I do is tell me your rights and your wrongs. And they're like, what? I'm like, smoking, abortion, sex before marriage, drinking, stabbing people, whatever. And they laugh when I say that. But look at it. We laugh, but apparently stabbing people is okay. It's just so weird. So I ask them, and, smoking and cigarettes or vaping or weed, and I ask them very specifically. And so they're like, oh, this and that and this. And then I go down, okay, what if, a person was raped? Then are you still against abortion? And I am. I'm against it. But, it's to really make them think. And they're like, wow, we've never been asked this before. I've never discussed this. And I'm like, you're 17 years old. And your parents have never asked you about premarital sex, abortion, smoking, drinking, and they're like, no, we just don't talk about it. And I'm just blown away. Because our kids, every time they go out, we're not going to have sex, we're not drinking, we're not doing drugs, okay? And they're like, Mom, we know. And I'm like, good. And you're going to know every time you leave the house, as long as you live here. And it just blows my mind. So anyways, we go over the rights and the wrongs, and then they get their list of this is an absolute right, these are our absolute wrongs, you cannot do this, you can do this. And no judgment. There's no judgment. That's not what this is about. So they have their list, and I go, where do you get that list? And they just look at it like, what? And so I have to give them examples from your parents, from your friends, from TikTok, from the Bible, from church, from your neighbor. And I really make them think about this. And I think that as adults, it's probably time to do that ourselves. Where do we get our moral code? Where do we get our rights and our wrongs and our value system? And then I continue to ask them, what their value system is after that, basically what they value in people, what they will value in a friend, in a spouse, all of this. And it just hurts me that they have never, ever been asked these questions, and they've never thought about this before. And I think these are the questions, parents, that we need to be asking our kids right now. You'll learn a lot. And again, I wouldn't judge. I think it's just a time to listen and let them tell you what they believe and why and where they get it from. Because, again, if you're not giving it to them, and it really, honestly, our family, it comes from the Bible, and it just shuts down every discussion. Well, why don't you believe in da-da-da? Well, because God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it. All right, well, you want to go have an argument with God, you have at it.
Go back to your moral code for a second, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. You we talk about that, but how many parents are really willing to, now you deal with them more than I do, but how many parents are really willing to talk to their kids about whether it be, sexual morality or any of those? Because I've talked to parents in the past who would rather talk to their kids about financial issues than anything to do with sex.
Isn't it amazing? But we send our kids to school where they're teaching kids to have sex with cucumbers. But you don't want to talk to your kids about birth control and premarital. That's just stupid.
You hear what I hear, though? Well, it's okay what they do at school because we'll fix it at home. I go, no, actually, you won't.
You won't, because they're in the stands, they're in the bathrooms, they're underneath the bleachers. So it's not. It's where they're doing it. at home, at school, and these are the parents I deal with, and that's why there's no judgment with these kids, you know, that I see, and I talk them through it. It's not overly biblical. I don't throw God, you know, in their faces. I just get them thinking. And the cool thing is, since I believe, and the Bible says we're made in God's image, that once you get them thinking, that conviction will kick in. And if you don't ever give them a platform and reason to have conviction, it will go away. And that is when we see sociopathology. And sociopaths is kind of what is going on in our government and who are running our Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, right? It's saying,
they're
I'm
sociopaths. They're mentally incapacitated. What do you got?
No, they're sociopaths. They're completely saying, thank you for dying, George Floyd. Thank you.
Unreal. I mean, we are now. The heroes of this country are our warriors, our military men we're coming against. We're coming against our police officers. And our kids are being told that all these mostly thugs that were committing crimes or doing something wrong and something happened, they're the real heroes. That's a problem.
It's a problem. But when you have no moral code, you know, or a really screwed up one, then those are your heroes. Then you get to decide what is right and what is wrong. And I just wrote an article. It'll be out soon. And it's basically on why two wrongs make a right in America. That is what we have adopted. We have adopted that proverb now. We've switched it around. Two wrongs, they do make a right. It's like how it's so unbelievably backwards. And what it just troubles me that nobody is speaking out. I feel like I'm alone sometimes. Just what are we doing, parents? Where are you? Where are these people that need to be taking a stand? I don't get it.
But all right, since you and I met, we have talking about parents who aren't parents.
Yeah.
And this doesn't make it any easier because they don't know what to do. And secondly, even if they did know what to do, would they actually do it? I mean, it comes a point where you've got to turn around and start truly being the parent and say, okay, we've been going through this for a little over a year. I know what you're going through, but you know what? It is time now to start moving forward and move forward alongside that child. Move forward.
And see, look right? at that. You don't even have a doctorate and you know what to do. So don't tell me parents don't know what to do. That's all you have to do. That was brilliant. Sit down. Hey, how you doing?
A while.
How are you doing today? That is where you start.
Yeah.
Tell me about what you're learning. Let's see your history book. I'm curious to see. What do you think about the George Floyd? These are really easy questions, really easy. I mean, and if it's true, Joe, that people don't know what to do, I will be happy to do a Zoom webinar, and I'll probably be a millionaire at that point if I charge for it. Because and I don't want to take your money. I just want you to have some common sense as parents and sit down and have these discussions. You know how to do it. God gave you that instinct. Parents,
is it a lack of common sense or lack of courage?
It's everything. It's they don't want to spend the time. It's selfishness. You know, and to all the great parents that are actually doing this, and I have a lot around me, good job. I'm not talking to you. You need to probably go help your neighbor and your friend. Don't be discouraged. But cowardice, sure. Common sense, ignorance, just selfishness of, you know, not wanting to spend time. Face it. Look at parents. You know, there's so many out there, so many broken homes, and they're just kind of out there wanting to just be you, right? You only live once.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of missing out, FOMO, all these weird things, these acronyms that we've come up with. And, yeah, parents.
How about that they've come up with? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
It's amazing
I didn't come
to listen
up with
to them. All right.
It's so bizarre.
You know, we're coming on that part of the show where you have to tell people where to find you and, you know, how you're going to help them. How are you going to help them?
Yes, I'm going to help you help you. DrBradio.com, Political Vanguard, we're going to relaunch. That's coming up. You can go to PoliticalVanguard.com and find me on Facebook. I just got rid of a bunch of Facebook friends. So
cool.
I'm open for business.
God, that's exactly what I need to do. I need to go through and start tearing them out. But you know what?
Yeah.
On my personal Facebook page, I don't know any politics, so they don't get really excited when they show up there. They don't know what to do with themselves. All right, we'll be back in a little bit, people. Joe Messina, your host. You got me for the next hour. We're going to rip into some of the stuff of the day. Something like what Dr. B was talking about. Why aren't you stepping up? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.